Amen. Hallelujah. Well, those of you who have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Malachi, chapter 1. You know, we always read in chapter 3, but we need to kind of get some context for Malachi. First of all, you know, the Bible is divided into the Old Testament and the New Testament. Old Testament has 39 books. The New Testament has 27. The Old Testament is broken up into parts: law, history, poetry, and prophecy. Those are the book of the Old Testament. So if you find Matthew, all you got to do is go backwards. Amen. And that'll take you to Malachi. Now, to put Malachi further in context, you have really three groups of prophets in the Old Testament. You have the pre-exile prophets, in other words, before the Babylonian lasted for 70 years, and finally it was over. And then you had those who prophesied after the captivity. And Malachi was one of those who prophesied after the 70-year Babylonian captivity, after they had come back into the land. Now, I want to also give you a little bit of historical perspective, because when the Babylonian captivity was over, the Jews really returned in three groups, okay? The first group of the Jews returned, because Nehemiah had that burden to go back and rebuild the walls around the city, okay? Now, Nehemiah was there for a while, but then the king called Nehemiah back to Babylon for a few years. And it was during the time when Nehemiah was back in Babylon that Malachi came on the scene and began to prophesy, all right? So now at this point, there's been all how we are about prophecies. We figure when God tell us, it's got to happen today. Amen. Come on. You know, we get the feeling, hey, it's got to happen now. So what happened is, when they didn't see the manifestation of this glory connected to the temple that had been prophesied, Haggai was one of the people who prophesied about this glory. And you know what Israel began to do is they started just going through the motions of stuff. They weren't really honoring God in what they were doing. They were just going through the. They were just showing up because they were supposed to. They was just doing stuff because this is what we do. This is just the way we do it. And it became more out of habit than out of relationship. And so God calls Malachi. And Malachi is one of the few prophet discoverers. God made 14 statements about what he had done and what he was to them. And Israel had 10 rebellious responses. Because, see, the problem with going through the motions and it's not in your heart, see, what God does, see, I love the way God deals with stuff. Because what God does in Malachi is he says, this is what I've done, but this is what you said. And see, we're getting frustrated and disappointed and disheartened, sometimes not even thinking. You're just saying, man, I'll be glad when this is over. And what do you mean, over? You know, sometimes when you get tired and your hopes have been dashed because it didn't come by the date you got on the calendar, you start to say stuff, this always happens to me. You know, when the pain don't go away right away, even though the frustration. And so God's got to put a burden on somebody to come up and say some stuff. And so that was Malachi. And God put this burden on him. In verse 2, I find it fascinating that the first thing God says is, I have loved you. Isn't it fascinating that God starts out to you? You know how you've been acting. You know what you've been doing and not doing, but I want you to understand, I put a burden on Malachi. And by the way, Malachi's name literally means messenger. I sent a man named Messenger to bring you a message. I've loved you, saith the Lord. Yet you have said, I got the day right, I got the time right, I just ain't got the stuff right. You know what I mean? You know, something I'm leaving out. Something I'm not doing. Because there's a difference when your heart is in a thing. Okay? See, when your heart is in something, you go overboard to make sure you got it right. But when you lose the heart for it, you just kind of muddle through. You know, some of y'all used to remember that when you did homework in school. But God said, I've loved you. And you say, wait a minute. When have you loved us? What have you done to show that you've loved us? And God, and so I like to think about God and answers. Because see, God will take us places we don't want to go. Oh, y'all, see, sometimes we forget. And what happens is, you know, because our kids expect there to be food in the refrigerator. But they don't realize how it got there. And they don't care. And they get an attitude if they open the door and there ain't nothing there. Because they expect there to be stuff. And not just anything. They expect it to be stuff they like. And what they don't realize is they'll remember the time that we ain't fixed them since. We fixed neck bones and rice. We like neck bones and rice. But one of my children, Jay, said he ain't getting no meat on here. And he was upset because he... they call it neck bones. They ain't even trying to con you. And the neck ain't the meatiest thing on the body. That's why they never advertise them as neck meat. Neck bones. But guess what? We didn't cook neck bones again. And every time he ate, he didn't realize it was grace. Yes, 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 yes. We changed our preferences to make... Oh, y'all ain't... Now, we never sat down with our kids and explained to them all of that. Because as parents, you don't go into all the detail. But every now and then, a kid will get a little beside they self. And you got to take them somewhere that they don't want to go. And see, Israel was murmuring, God, you don't love us. And God said, wait a minute, no. First of all, you'd have a different house. Your spouse would be acting different. But see, you don't even understand that you have gotten as far as you've gotten is because you was loved in the past. That's why you got a present. And so God takes Israel somewhere. I know they ain't want to go because nobody want to look at yesterday when you hurting today. Nobody want to look at yesterday when you disappoint you. It ain't start with today. It started with, oh, y'all ain't feeling me. See, I had choices. I had options. And I chose Jacob and not Esau. You back in the land today because I chose Jacob. The Edomites are still messed up and you back in Jerusalem. You admit, this is not where I saw my life being. Right now, I saw things a little different. I had different plans on the drawing board. I thought I'd be somewhere better. Oh, y'all ain't feeling me. I thought things would look a little different. Oh, y'all. And so the devil tell you, you know why I ain't like that? Because God. See, I thought I'd be somewhere else. And you know, but the devil will tell you, well, you know why it ain't happened yet? Because God don't love you. But see, I don't find, and the proof of God's love for me is not y'all.
That's it.
The proof of God's love for me is not where I live or how much money I got in the bank. See, you can't set your present out of context. Oh, y'all ain't. See, this is the middle of the story. And to know what the, you need to guess and find out what happened so far. Why you can't start reading a book in the middle. And so many times, the enemy tried to look at our life out. You need to put your life in context. Don't let the devil con you. And the whole book of Malachi is God's message to his people. Put it in context. Put it in context. But I don't have everything I want. 50-pound sack of potatoes. And my grandfather was 6'3" and had long legs, and he didn't slow down because I was with him. So for every step he took, I had to take 3, 4, maybe 5 with a 50-pound sack of potatoes. And every time I would complain, he'd say, a man ought to be able to carry his weight. He wouldn't slow up. He wouldn't apologize. And he kept on walking. And we would load the truck up. And I'm kind of on the spot because I don't ask for it. And I don't know how to say to my grandfather, I don't want no more because he's paying for it. And he's at there, you know, and it's amazing. Silence can be very effective. Ain't nothing worse when you burn it up on the inside and the other person don't want to talk. Now, he let me go through that one time because he wasn't going to do it again.
Right.
Y'all ain't fit. But see, there's a lot. But imagine if he had told me, no, you can't have that. I'd have had an attitude. But see, the truth is, there are times in our life when we see stuff that we want that's beyond the capacity for us. Now listen, Malachi is all about God putting things in context. Because sometimes we forget. You know how we've been believing God for a thing. So you have the hope.
Yes.
See, the what gives you hope?
Yes.
Hello? But if you want that thing hoped for, you got to apply something called faith. See, faith will get you going and keep you going. Was before he went up there, I and the lad are going up to worship God and we'll be back. Oh, y'all ain't even feeling me. Now, you got to understand. You got to put Abraham's life in context.
Yes.
See, if you just jumped into the middle of the story, an old man is getting ready to go kill his boy.
Yes. Right.
But if you put that, you can't jump into the middle of the story. You got to put it in context.
Right.
Israel cried, Lord, when you don't love them, you don't love us. Problem is, you too busy looking at where you are instead of where you came from. See, you didn't always have 50 dresses and 30 pairs of shoes. You had your go-to-church stuff. You might have had your go to school stuff. Yeah. That's it. I remember being in junior high school, and we used to tease kids that wore the same thing twice, called them reruns. Yo, y'all got reruns already? You know why we knew about reruns? Because we had TVs. Now, we had 21 bags, lawn and leaf bags, of stuff to give away. We had 14 bags of stuff to throw away. And we had just got started. I just did a partial count the other day. And I had 80 summer suits. Wow. I did not say separates. Suits. Because, and now you got to put that in context. My grandmother caused that. Let me explain to you how she did it. Not because my grandmother had this huge wardrobe, addictive natures. For some people, it's a bottle. For some folks, it's cigarettes. For some folks, it's women. For some folks, it's men. My mother was coffee. Period. She just had this thing that she was going to have her some clothes. My mother had every color under the sun. I remember my mother looked for five years. And see, there's a lot of times when we are, you know, we're sounding disgruntled about the way life has gone, and we don't have all the things. Look at all the stuff you do have. Put your life in context. I still can't put a car in my garage. And I got a two-car garage. Ability to hang up clothes. And as the closet was being constructed, my hopes were elevated. Because, see, my clothes stay in the other room. Because there was no space. So I just knew with this long closet, and a matter of fact, it might be 20. Okay, let me put stuff in perspective, okay. Darwin put up the accordion doors. So it's two sets of accordion doors in one section and then one set on the other side. So I figured I had that side because there's all this explosion of new space. I said, well, when do I get one? She said, you already got one. So now, I'm a man. And I'm not just going to go run scurrying to the other room with my clothes. You want to get angry. But sometimes you got to put stuff in context. And instead of me being angry that I can't have my clothes in that closet, consider which house I got the clothes in. Oh, y'all. You looking around and you saying, well, the temple is built, the priests are offering the sacrifices, but the Messiah ain't showed up and this temple ain't got no glory, and you think I don't love you because you don't see something looking glorious. You, where did you start out at? You realize that you shouldn't have even been born because Abraham and Sarah couldn't even have no kids. You here because... see, just because you don't see it don't mean God ain't working on it. And I want you to understand in closing that